This topic is called Confront It. I am in Isaiah, first chapter, verse 17. Learn to do good, seek justice, rebuke the ruthless, defend the fatherless, plead for the right of the widow in court. What the Lord put on my heart was that some of us have abandoned our responsibilities, rejecting accountability and living partially as a Christian. Yes, we have unfair bias in favor of a thing or a person compared to another, and it's called favoritism. Distractions can be easily our favorite thing to go to. Being loyal to being unjust because we have come to a place of being comfortable with certain habits, and the habits that remove us from the presence of God, be it happening slowly or as a sudden drop, we still need to confront it. This is another heart check. This is for the ones who are really wanting to please God, wanting to clean up their heart, wanting to make changes, wanting to look more like Christ. This is not for the person that practices rituals, routines, religion, for someone to say something about their life. This is for the ones that are really trying to change the condition of their heart by doing what is pleasing to the Lord and applying the Word of God to their lives. If you're not pleasing God, then you're pleasing someone or something else. And there's nothing wrong with being happy or taking care of yourself. When you put anything before God, it's an idol. We have a responsibility to live a certain way, to strengthen our godly living through applying the Word, prayer, fellowship, heart checks, being real with ourselves. We are so determined to turn our eyes and heart to be concentrating on our family and our friends and our neighbors. When the world is suffering, we have to sit back and we have to realize that we are wrong at looking at things in a shell. There are people that are walking around that are satisfied as long as they're looking out for them and their family and loved ones at any cost. But what about everyone else? We are supposed to go to God and ask Him, what more can we pray about? The world has shown us that we will continue in a place of down spiraling deeply because we are removing God from our lives. And we, the people of God, the children of God, have to examine our hearts, and we cannot come in agreement with the ways of the world. If you look at the world today, it has shown us how much we need Jesus Christ to reign over everything. Look at what's going on around the world. Our prayers can bring justice to those that have been treated wrong. Jesus will help them. And when we call out the name of Jesus Christ on their behalf, we have to be at a place where comfort is not always the first option. We as believers cannot get comfortable with the condition that the world is in. We should have some level of discomfort, and we should have some places in our hearts that are disturbed because we need to call on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to come and deliver us from a dark and evil world, but also to deliver the people that are living in deceit and that are existing in darkness. We are supposed to get on our knees and pray. We are supposed to support the powerless. Society has changed to a level of violence that you can be assaulted with a conversation. In wisdom, you speak only when the Holy Spirit sends you. You can always pray out loud from your spirit, like Hannah. Hannah was consistent in her prayers, like so many others in the Bible. But we have to remove this "I'ma mind my own business" attitude and press harder in prayer in areas that will rescue someone else that you know or you don't know. There are so many levels of evil that are operating in the world system that we as children of God are responsible to lift up in prayer. But we are talking about people who may not be able to get the name of Jesus, call on God, say Lord, for themselves to be rescued because they don't know Him. And we as the children of God that have the power and the authority to do it, and our responses have become a place of comfort, and we are in this "I'm going to mind my own business" mode, is unacceptable. We need to first repent, then we need to get on our knees, and we need to go to war against the kingdom of darkness that has been stabbing us relentlessly so that we would give in to the ways of the world. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. and we are to pray for the people. We are to ask the Lord to bring justice. We are asking the Lord to deliver, that people have salvation, that he brings in a revival, that he heals people, that he frees people's mind. This is very serious. If it was one of your family members, if it was your child, if it was your spouse, if it was your parent, if it was your grandparent, for some of you, there would be nothing that would stop you from getting to God for them. You have to have the same kind of motivation for the people you don't know. We see enough evil. We know it's real, but we have to be able to combat it in prayer. I encourage you, if you felt like you weren't motivated or you felt like someone else should do it, God is calling you to do it in this time. He heard you when you responded with your heart to accept him as your personal savior. He needs to hear you now to pray for the people, that he brings justice for the people that are in trouble. You don't have to know a name. You don't have to know the details. Ask the Lord to give you the words to pray concerning the powerless, and you ask him to be their defender and to bring justice and to bring order in their homes and in their lives. But as he's doing that for them, you better know he's coming to visit you first. Be encouraged. Don't back down. If you are afraid, ask the Lord to give you holy boldness. There's a difference between boldness and holy boldness. He will be there to make you strong in the times that you need it the most. But at this time, we are praying for the nations so that God can reign over everything in this world. God bless you.